we go. Oh, yes, we are back. Hey, what's up, y'all? Why did I say y'all? I think because I'm in Texas, probably. what? Let's go. Hey, we're back. I left for a week. I suck. We all know this. But we're back now. Let's go. We're about to start the podcast. Hey. All right, you guys. What's going on? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sirs. Yay, what's up? Sorry I missed you guys last week. You know how it is. I'm a very extensive traveler for work. As you guys know, I'm a comedian. I travel all over the place. Currently, as I record this episode, I happen to be in Dallas, Texas. I had every intention on doing an episode last weekend, and you guys don't even want to get me started on what ended up happening. So I'm here. I'm back. I had every intention on doing a podcast last week on Thursday, and then I got to where I was performing. I was in Kingman, Arizona on Thursday last week, and they put me up in one of the shittiest hotels that I've ever been in my life. And it was just dirty, and I didn't sense that there were roaches or anything, but I wouldn't have been surprised if there were. And it's a whole thing, but my plan was to, you know, to come back and do an episode after my show that night. And I was just in such a, like, I just wanted to go to sleep, and I took an edible and I just couldn't. And so, yeah, I'm sorry. So we're back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the last episode with my new best friend, Toddy B. She was, like I said, she was a delight when I met her at the One Night Only show. She was handling the business in line along with a few of the other, you know, Mission NSYNC people. And, you know, partially because of her, I owe, you know, her and whoever else took the initiative to, like, number everybody. And that's a reason why I was able to be one of the fortunate people to get into the Justin One Night Only in LA. And as you guys know, the rest is history. I can't believe it's been a month already since we got to witness the most beautiful thing ever. Our guys getting back on stage, you know, together, performing new music for the first time in over 20 years, and just, you know, broke the internet, you know, just all those things. But it's been like a month already, and it's just crazy. It's been more than a month now. You know, obviously, you know, I've talked about it, but we'll repeat it, you know. But it's like, you know, a couple years ago, everything was a pipe dream, you know, new music, tour, all these things. And now, like, nothing really seems beyond the realm of possibility at this point, you know. And so I now, you know, I'm just excited about whatever's to come in the future. Obviously, we have, you know, a couple tours in the middle of that with our guys. You know, obviously the big one, Forget Tomorrow, that kicks off, next week, actually? Yeah, right? The 27th is the first night of the Forget Tomorrow tour, I believe. Or is it the 29th or the 27th? Let's look right now. Justin, you are starting the tour the 29th. That's what I thought. Vancouver and then Seattle, blah, blah, blah. Justin was unaware enough to not schedule himself in LA when I was on tour. Still upset about that one, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm just really, really looking forward to... Okay, actually, before we get into what I want to talk about on the podcast this week, I have a question for you guys. I know. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. I've got a question. So, Are you ready? And I want you guys to participate because, you know, I've never met anybody that listens to this podcast at any of my shows before, which I think is odd because I get a pretty good amount of listens to this podcast. But also, some of you guys engage with me online and some of you don't. And I want you guys to engage with me online because I want to know who's listening. Like, you know, I look at metrics and it tells me, you know, different countries and whatnot. But a lot of people are right here in the United States. So anyway, I'm asking you guys a question because I think if anybody can answer this, it's you guys. So I'm going to lay this scenario out to you. You know, this is what, 78, 79 episodes now. I've told you guys everything about my love life and lack thereof, all my broken hearts throughout the years, all of just all that stuff. You know, it's never the intention, but that's what this podcast became. You know, how my life relates to NSYNC music and Justin Timberlake songs and just all these things. So, as you guys know, I've been single for, you know, a year and a half-ish, somewhere around there. And, you know, I've met some awesome girls on the road and some beautiful girls on the road. And I don't know what it is, but it seems to me that I meet girls on the road way more than I meet girls at home. And maybe it's just because when I'm at home, I'm like working, and then when I'm on the road, like, I'm working, but I get to enjoy more of my day, you know, kind of, even though I'm podcasting right now, which is, I consider this work. Anyway, I've had a crush on this girl at my gym for a while. Like, you know, when you're in a relationship, you know, you notice people and whatever. Not like you would ever do anything, because I wouldn't. I don't cheat. But you notice people. And, you know, I remember, you know, she was at my gym and whatever, but I was always in a relationship. So, and then there was kind of a moment, like, after, you know, kind of, you know, noticing girls after my girl and I broke up, you know, like, in that way, like, you know, you still, like, notice that people are attractive, but there comes a time when you're like, oh, I might be ready to, you know, get back out there and see what, you know what I mean? And so this girl, and I think she's super nice, you know, like, and I don't want to give any names, not that she's listening, but whatever. So anyway, and, you know, very friendly, but, like, I've always just kind of kept to myself at the gym. And then, like, one day I just kind of started making, like, little small talk and, you know, just playful, like, not flirting, but it's kind of flirting without flirting, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, nobody's stupid, right? And, you know, kind of had some back and forth, and it was kind of going on. And, you know, I tell my friends, like, oh, this, you know, I got a crush on this girl and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and nothing really came of it, you know. And people at the gym have been like, yeah, you should, you know, ask. It's like, I don't want to ask her out because she works at my gym and I see her all the time. And if she said no, then I'd still have to see her all the time, or I'd have to get a different gym. You know what I mean? So anyway, this is what I need to ask you guys about. So, as you guys know, Forget Tomorrow starts in next week, and it's coming. I'm going in a couple weeks, and I was going to take my brother, because my brother and I have gone to a couple of Justin shows together. He's a big fan, not as big as I am, obviously, but, you know, and so I just bought two tickets and I figured that he would go with me. And then now he's telling me that he can't go because I'm not really sure. Well, it's very complicated, but he's still in love with his ex-wife, and his ex-wife has never seen Justin, and she wants to go, and he feels bad about going without her again. And I don't think he fucking has to worry about it because it's his ex-wife, but, like, whatever. But for whatever it is, he's not going. So now I'm like, well, now I need a date for the concert. And there's not really anybody at home that I'm interested in. I don't know anybody in San Diego. That's what the show's in San Diego, which is, if you guys don't know, it's about 2 hours from LA. It's not a, you know, big deal, you know. I love San Diego. I go down there all the time for shows. Matter of fact, I have shows there in a couple weeks, the weekend before the concert. So anyway, I'm looking out, and I'm just like, okay, there's a couple people, like, you know, friends, I guess, that I could take to the concert or whatever. But like, I kind of want to ask this girl to the concert. So, okay, so here's the thing. So, you know, we've been playful back and forth and whatever. And, you know, there's people that at the gym that know I have a crush on her, which probably means that she knows. Like I said, I don't flirt. Like, I've never complimented her eyes or her, like, anything physical. Like, nothing like that. Like, oh, you look really nice. Like, nothing like that. Just, like, joking and playful joking and whatever. So, like, I feel like she has to know. But I don't. But, you know, and she, like, banters back and whatever. So, anyway, I started thinking, like, okay, well, how cool would it be, like, for me, whatever happens, like, you know what I mean? But like, even though every girl I've ever taken to the Justin Timberlake concert has broken my heart, like, this would be like a first date, probably. What a great first date. Like, I mean, the bar is set very high and I could not live up to that every single time. But like, at least for me to go to a concert that I know I'm going to have a good time at anyway, with someone that I've had a crush on, who I know I get along with, you know, for the most part, even though we've never hung out socially. But like, that would be a great first date on my, like, for me. And then for her, she'd have fun. Like, Justin's going to put on an amazing show. I don't know if she's, she seems cool enough to, like, at least know Justin. And, you know, like, she's not a huge fan, but like, I don't know, I don't have anybody that I'm interested in that is a huge fan anyway. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of want to ask. So anyways, this is what I did. Because the concert is about a month away. No, not even. It's less than a month away now. It's like 3 weeks away, give or take. Last weekend, I sent her a Facebook. And I started following her on Instagram. And I was a little reluctant about it, but I got really stoned. But that night, I was in Arizona. And I was like, you know what, dude? Fuck it, dude. I'm going to fucking send her a friend. I'm going to start following her. Because I don't think she has a boyfriend. I've creeped on her Instagram for months. She has a, you know, public page. It's not private. But she posts, she doesn't post very much on her main feed, but she does post stuff in her stories. And I've never watched her stories because I don't follow her and I don't want her to look at the stories and see that I'm following her. So I figured, okay, well, now I'll follow her and then I can check out her stories without being a fucking weirdo. You know what I mean? And she followed me back. So I'm like, that's kind of like a big step, right? Like, I followed her, she followed me back, you know? So now I just am trying to figure out how I'm going to ask her to the Justin Timberlake concert. So I need advice. DM me on Instagram at Peter Sirs. Tweet at me at Peter Sirs 1. Let me know what. It's been a long time since I asked. I've hung out with girls, but it's all been on the road since my ex and I broke up. I haven't really asked anybody out on a date. I actually did ask one girl out on a date, but she said nothing. She didn't respond. But she watches all my Instagram stories, so go figure. But anyway, that's all. I want her to be my date for the concert, and if she says no, then I'll just probably kill myself, but whatever. Anyway, just kidding. Okay, first of all, we got some NSYNC news. Like I said, obviously, the Forget Tomorrow tour kicks off next week. Chris is on tour with Pop 2000, which I'm 90% sure I'm going on Sunday. It's just a little bit longer of a... So what sucks is I'm performing in Dallas all weekend this weekend. And they're in Dallas on Friday. And then they're in Cedar Park, which is like by Austin, on Saturday. And then Sunday they're in Corpus Christi, which is about 6 hours from where I am in Dallas. And it's a bit of a drive, but, like, I don't know if I'll be able to go again because all the other dates, you know, I missed them when they were back home because I had to go to a wedding and whatever. Anyway, but you got Pop 2000. I'm pretty sure I'm going on Sunday, but it's not for sure just yet. And then we also have, whatchamacallit, Joey and AJ, and they're actually, I checked on them, they're coming back to California. They're coming back, so they're nowhere that I want to go. Omaha, Niagara Falls, but also I'm on the road a bunch. So the only time that my schedule opens up and they happen to be somewhere close, they're going to be in Northern California in June. So I think I'm gonna go see them either in I hate San Francisco. So I might go see them in Lincoln, but it's further. I don't know. I gotta figure it out, but I'm definitely gonna see them because anyway, so we got that and very exciting, but also I just read that Selfish this is great, but also kind of pissed me off. Selfish, Justin Single, moved to number one on the Hot Adult Contemporary chart. Like, hold on. Weren't we all pop stars like 20 years ago? Like pop music and cookie cutter, whatever, like all the labels that they try to give NSYNC and whatever, and like now Justin is fucking on the adult contemporary. Like, this ain't adult contemporary, dude. Like, this shit fucking bangs, dude. Kids like this shit. But he's an adult. I don't fucking know, dude. Like, it's very frustrating. But anyway, I also saw a quote. Joey was interviewed, I think by Entertainment, and he was talking about the reunion. And he said it was like we rose from the dead. It was literally a complete surprise. I mean, nobody really had a clue, which I think was really cool. It opened up, I think, all our eyes to go, maybe we should do something. The fans are there for for us. We can't thank them enough. It's crazy that they've been with us that long. Oh, it was on Extra. I'm sorry. And it's like, yeah, dude, fucking, of course we've been like. Of course we'd be into it, dude. Like, this is, are you fucking serious? We've been clamoring for this. We don't want you guys to leave in the first place. So like, of course, like I get like why they would be like skeptical, like how are they gonna respond? But like, they have to know how much we love them, right, you guys? Like, how do they not know? So it's nice that they at least, did get a good reception and all that stuff. So I'm excited about that, obviously. But like I said, just the possibilities of what, and all the guys have stuff going on, but like it really seems like things are lining up for them to do something right around the time of the 25th anniversary of No Strings Attached, which would be next March, obviously. And I know I talked about it on this podcast before, but when Justin's tickets went on sale and whatnot, everybody was talking about, not having money and this and that. And so this is the thing, you guys. We're all adults, but everyone's got their own circumstances, okay? Right now, I mean, first of all, try to go see Justin. You can go at least sit in the nosebleeds. You're still gonna see an amazing show. But let's just go ahead and go out on a limb and assume that NSYNC is going to do something next year. Start saving that money now. $10, $10, $5. Bam. Before you know it, in a year, you've got $300 or $400 saved up, hopefully, maybe more. And then it's not such a big a hit when it comes, because when they drop it, some people, it's like you kind of have a feeling concert tickets are going to go on sale here, and then they go on sale, and you can kind of prepare for it. But, Justin, it was like, okay, hey, I'm going on tour. And then 2 days later, tickets go on sale. It's like, well, fuck. Good thing I've been working my fucking ass off, and I didn't have to think about it. But, like, it could be like that, you guys. So prepare now. So I don't have to see all these people complaining. And know that if it's Live Nation or Ticketmaster or whatever, like, there's going to be bullshit fees, and it's probably going to be hard to sign in. So sign up for a fan club or whatever option, or if your credit card offers you a pre-sale, like just do all the things to get, as early of a jump as you can. And then if it doesn't happen, then hey, you got a few $100 lying around that you can do something with. But I'm pretty sure it is. I don't want anybody to be surprised. I don't know anything. I don't have any insight, but fucking get ready for that shit, dude. Okay. With that being said, I've been, as you guys know, this podcast is all about me talking about, how my life, which was never the plan, kind of goes along with certain NSYNC songs and how certain songs give me certain memories and whatever. And, you know, we just finished Justin's first album a couple episodes ago. And before we get into Justin's next album, Future Sex Love Sounds, I thought it would be fun to go, and since we do have new NSYNC music, go to that, because we got our new NSYNC song a few months ago, as we all remember, and we were not expecting it. We had no idea. They kept it a secret, and, you know, I've said it before on this podcast many times, but, and I was proven right when they came out with Paradise, but they kept Better Place and the fact that they recorded it a secret for months, you guys. So to me, that seems to be, and like I said, they came out with Paradise, so I was right, but it's like if they were able to keep that a secret for that long, then what else could they be keeping a secret? Is there more music? And we got another one, we got Paradise, which to me, just, you know, if you're like, okay, I'm glad that we got them both. Both songs made me cry equally. Paradise probably a little bit longer just because of everything it entails and what it's about and me being there when I got to see it for the first time live. But if I had to choose one, Paradise or Better Place, like, I'm choosing Paradise. Like, you know, I've texted all my friends over the last few weeks, you know, since Everything I Thought It Was came out. What's your favorite song on the album that's not Paradise? Because I feel like Paradise is the easy answer. I still, you know, there's been a couple times when I'm able to make it through the song without crying, but if I'm like really in the car, which is usually where I am most of the time, or at the gym, I've listened to Everything I Thought It Was on repeat hundreds of times, probably, since it's been out a month. You know, most of my workouts are anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, sometimes longer. And so the album, I believe, is like an hour and 17 minutes or something like that. So that's basically, I listen to it during my workouts. You know, there's probably a good possibility that it's repeated twice during certain workouts, you know, and I've listened to it a bunch at the, I mean, hundreds of times, probably, right? And Paradise was the one song that, like, still was making me cry when I listened to it. If I'm working out, it's different because I'm kind of like in a different zone. But even there were a couple of times, the first couple of weeks when I was at the gym, I'm like, fuck. And it comes right after Alone too, which is just, oh my God, that song made me cry a bunch too. So even now, you know, a month later, if I'm really want to get into it, like, Paradise will probably make me cry still, but like, that's my favorite song just because of everything that it encompasses and what it means and everything. But if I had to choose one song on the album that's not Paradise, I think it's Alone for me. I just think it's a beautiful song. Like, I remember on the Future Sex Love Sounds tour, you know, he did, I remember most of the concert. I mean, it was great. You know, I think I went to that one twice. I definitely went at least twice. But he came back with that song. Oh God. It's like hell. No, not that one. That's Justified. What's the song? Oh God. Forgiveness and if you could just please, that one, give me another chance, another song, God, the name was blanking me, but that was like kind of like his encore. He came back and did that on the piano, and like, if he sings, I don't know if it'll be the closing song. I feel like the end of the concert has to be Mirrors, but I don't know, you know, but Alone, if he does that, like, on the piano, it's just such a fucking, oh my God, because... And I'm not going to break it down right now because we're not there in chronological order, but, you know, hearing that song and after Everything with My Ex and everything, and just like, man, you know, like such a powerful. So that to me, that's my favorite song on the album. But I mean, there's I can listen to the album fucking front to back. But we are going to go and break down Better Place today. Like I said, I was kind of like hoping I could do it with somebody else as well. But like for the most part, it's mainly me that breaks down the lyrics. So that's what we're going to get into. Do you remember when that was like the website and we were like, what the fuck does that mean? Remember like they put the Trolls website thing and we were like, what? And it was like coming soon or whatever soon or and we're like, what the fuck is this? And we knew that they had the little Trolls hair and we're like, oh my God. And then the one that was like clearly Chris and we're like, oh my God, you know? And then we heard the song for the first time. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. Right. You know I'm not wrong. We're like, no, okay, okay. And then what everybody wanted, right? What everybody wanted. JC, get it. I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves get stronger. Right? I know. All right, so, and it's, I just remember, you know, I remember specifically me listening to it that night when it dropped and just, you know, just crying because it happened. We got new music, something that didn't seem possible, like I said, you know, 2 years ago when we started this podcast or, you know, before that, and then we got it, and I remember crying. And then I remember Michelle kind of went live on Instagram from Mission in Sync and she was crying and it's like, yes, dude, like I want it, you know, and, you know, not to be we're changing as far as like times go, you know, but like seeing men cry over an In Sync song. It's still a little like, what? But like a girl, you're like, yeah, of course. Like, you know, but like, I don't know how many dudes are crying when they heard the song, but I was definitely one of them. So, but it was just like, it was nice to see someone else crying. And then, you know, you go on TikTok and whatever, and you see everybody else crying. You're like, okay, I'm not a loser. Just very emotional. I love this band and everything that goes along with it. And so it's like, okay, great. You know, so that was nice. But so now we're going to break down lyrics to Better Place by NSYNC, the first new song in over 20 years, written by Amy Rose Allen. I hope I say his name right. It's either Johan or Johan Carl Schuster and Justin Randall Timberlake. It's some kind of love. It's some kind of fire. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. Now, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm sure you guys remember, but when the song came out, you know, we kind of got the little behind the scenes videos from them at Justin's place, I'm assuming in Memphis, maybe in Montana. I don't know where they were, didn't really say. It looked very rustic and woodsy, so I'm assuming it was either Memphis or Montana. But, you know, there was a clip that said, you know, this is a love letter to our fans. And for me, I was like, okay. But then we hear Paradise, and then we see kind of the same footage, and you're like, okay, well, this is definitely the love letter to our fans. However, just plain Switzerland here. If this was the love letter to the fans, you know, that kind of, that line, it's some kind of love, it's some kind of fire, I'm already up, but like, so like these guys, like they're doing what they love and whatever, and then the fans lift them higher, but also you could flip it on the flip side and be like, it's in a relationship, you know, it's someone that you met or that you're with, and even though you're comfortable in your own skin, which is very hard these days, but then you have somebody else. Like for me, like I'm, you know, my life is a grind. I sometimes just, you know, weeks go by and I'm like, where the fuck did the time go? Because I'm just always on the road and, you know, I'm doing it on a comic at my level. You know, you got to drive to your gigs to sell yourself sometimes. You got to fly into a city and then drive somewhere else. And it's just, it's a lot of work. And then working to get myself more work and what, it's just a whole thing. So sometimes time just flies. But like, I'm very happy with where I am. I would like for my career to be, I would like to be a little bit more famous, you know, because that would make things easier on my end. But I love every minute of it and getting booked places and just all this stuff. So it's like, for me, like, I'm already up, but it would be great to have somebody that could lift me. So I can see how that can be talking about a relationship as well. So it could go both ways. You know, I'm not wrong. You know, I'm not lying. We do it better. Yeah, we do it better. Yeah. So, the we, is it them? Is it like the group? Is it, you know, him and whoever he's professing his love to? I don't know. I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves get stronger. I don't mind if the world spins faster. Now, I don't know. This is kind of like an ambiguous, because it's like, I'm not really sure what they're saying here. It's a line, it rhymes, it makes sense, it flows with the song, but just let me take you to a better place. I'm going to make you kiss the sky tonight. That's symbolism for something. Yeah, if you let me show you, or if, I'm sorry, if you let me show the way, I'm so excited to see you excited. And so that's the where you're like, okay, are we talking about performing for the fans and then getting to see how happy they are, but then how happy the fans are, and, you know, you feed off of the fans' energy. I know, I can tell you as a performer, you know, performing for a crowd that's really into it and having a good time is way better than performing for a crowd that's not into it or that wouldn't want, you know what I mean? Like, so I get it. Like, and sometimes, like, you know, I feel a certain way and then I'm on stage and then the crowd is just, you know, eating it up, and it just, it makes me feel so good. And, you know, there's little tiny things that I just get it, dude, especially as a performer and being on stage. And, you know, because there's definitely a difference between hearing a song on the radio or, you know, listening to it on Spotify, whatever, right? Versus being there live in that moment. It's a different energy, and you can feed off of each other with that energy. The crowd can feed off of the guys. Guys can feed off of the crowd. Like, you know, just it's a symbiotic relationship. I'll take you to a better place, and baby, you can love me on the way. Now see, that one's interesting. We're flying up to outer space. I'm so excited to see you excited. So flying up to outer space, I feel, is just, it's a throwaway line. Like, it rhymes, it, you know, sometimes that happens in songs. You're writing poetry because I don't even know the symbolism other than just getting really high, which I talk about at the top. You know, I'm already up, but you lift me higher. Like, maybe, you know, space is just a metaphor for being high off of the rush that you get by performing, or the rush that the fans get by seeing their people perform. Or if we're talking about a relationship, you know, the high that you get being with one another. So anyway, you like the bass down low. I want to lose control. I want to dance all night. You like it nice and slow. So now it's like, okay, are we talking, this is where you can also, you know, interpret when they're talking about dancing, are they literally saying dancing, or are they using dance as symbolism for like sexy time, or are they talking about literally like performing and dancing and having fun at a concert? Like, you know what I mean? But then you're like, okay, don't want it any other way. Tell all your friends you're going to stay. When we're together, you know that we do it better. So that to me is like, okay, to me, that indicates that this is about a relationship or something along the lines of a relationship. Just, yeah, just, you know, tell your friends if I can, you're not coming home tonight. Like, we're good. I got you. You know, been there. Because when we're together, we do it better. It's like, yeah, I tell myself that all the time. Like, I have sex with myself sometimes. Sometimes I have sex with people. Like, it works. I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves are getting stronger. I don't mind if the world spins faster, faster, faster. You know, sometimes lyrics and songs just sound good because they're in songs. But, like, personally, if you're just asking me, I don't want the world spinning faster because then shit will all die, basically. Like, things will be too cold. You know, the gravity will get messed up. You know, the waves will be crazy. There'll probably be floods. And it's a whole thing. So the earth already spins very fast as it is. We don't need it to spin any faster. I'm just saying. Sounds great in a song, but that's just me being real, okay? Just let me take you to a better place. I'm going to make you kiss the sky tonight. So then it's like, okay, so now it's like if I'm with a girl and I don't really know how I could make her kiss the sky. Am I just not a good enough lover to know what that could even duplicate? Like, she's on, I don't know. Yeah, if you let me show you, why did I keep saying you? Yeah, if you let me show the way, I'm so excited to see you excited. Now, I'll say this, and I'm sorry I'm going to get into this, but I enjoy when a girl seems to be enjoying herself. I'll stop there. We're all adults, dude. Fuck it. Where was it? I'll take you to a better place. And baby, you can love me on the way. So, I mean, that could mean Roadhead, right? Like, maybe. Or, like, if you're old enough to know NSYNC, you should technically, in some cases, it's not all cases, but in most cases, remember the movie The Chase? If I had to guess, it was from, like, 1990? Maybe 91? No, I'm going to guess and say 92, but The Chase, starring Christy Swanson, remember that from Buffy, the original Buffy, like the movie, and then Charlie Sheen. Do you guys remember that movie? Hold on, I'm going to see. 1994, okay, I was off. By the way, Christy Swanson used to be hot as shit back in the day, and I'm not saying she's not hot anymore, and actually, I don't even know what she looks like now. Let's go. You know, people age. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not ageist at all. But Christy Swanson, I know that she's like a hardcore, like, right, like, you know, like big Trump supporter. And nothing wrong with that. Believe what you believe, but, like, I don't know, dude. Honestly, like, I don't get political at all, but, like, if you're, like, super political, you know. Anyway, but let me get back to it. I don't talk politics, so. I always say I'm brown and I'm from LA, so fucking, you know, draw your own conclusions, but The Chase was a movie about Charlie Sheen, who was like a he was like a he was like on parole. If you guys don't remember this movie, I hope you do, but if you don't, Charlie Sheen plays like a guy that was like he's out of jail, but like he was in jail for a long, he was on parole, and then he thinks that he's being arrested, like he thinks that the cops are gonna arrest him for something, and so he like grabs this girl and kind of like hold her hostage with a Snickers bar, but she thinks it's a gun because she can't see. He puts it like in her back, and he kidnaps this girl. And it turns out she's like really rich, and then all of a sudden, like they go in this like fancy car. It's her car, and like he like kidnaps her, and like they're driving in this big old like high speed chase, and he doesn't know what to do, so he's just gonna try to go to Mexico. And I guess you could say like she gets like Stockholm syndrome because like there's like this big old like she like hates him, and they're like arguing and whatever, and she's like, you know, my dad's really rich. They're gonna, you know, it can give you money and I don't know, whatever. But anyway, they fall in love, obviously. And at some point, like, they kind of concoct this plan. They're gonna go down to Mexico and they can just live off of, you know, live like kings and queens. But they have sex. There's this, I mean, I guess it's not iconic because not everybody has seen it, but they have sex in the car while they're driving, fleeing from the police in a high-speed chase, and the cameras are like, there's like news crews watching him. It's very. I remember in 1994, Peter was still a virgin then, and I thought that was the hottest fucking thing I had ever seen. So the line, "And baby, you can love me all the way," like it's like they're going. He's taking him to a better place. So, I mean, there's so much symbolism that could be used right there, and that's what's great about music, right? didn't think we were gonna get a Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson reference on this podcast, but there we are. We're flying up to outer space. I'm so excited to see you excited. I like to see you lose control. Ain't nobody better. We do it better. I know a place. Hold on. I like to. Ain't nobody better. We do it better. I know a place. Say that you'll go with me. Ain't nobody better. We do it better. So it's like, yeah, I know a place. Fucking come with me. Right? Sometimes I had to sing the song to remember the lyrics. Just let me take you to a better place. I'm gonna make you kiss the sky tonight. Yeah, if you let me show the way. I'm so excited to see you excited. I'll take you to a better place. And baby, you can love me all the way. And baby, you can love me all the way. Did I say that? Yeah. We're flying up to outer space. I'm so excited to see you excited. I mean, again, cried. Cried when I heard it the first time. Cried a few times after that. Yep. Of course I am. Yep. So, anyway, you guys, I would love nothing more than for you guys to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes you less than a minute. Subscribe, share, all those things. Do it on Spotify as well. It really helps me with the algorithm. I appreciate you guys, all of you guys, especially if you've been listening since day one. I've got a lot of shows coming up in a lot of places, so if you live in or near any of these places, I'd love to see you at one of my shows. I have a great NSYNC bit that I'm working on. I think I showed it to you guys or shared it with you guys. I posted part of it, but it's still getting legs, so we're still so anyway, I'm going to be in let's see. What's today? Today is Thursday, so I'm in Dallas this weekend, April 18th through Saturday, April 20th at Hyenas Comedy Club if you happen to be there. Wednesday, if you're anywhere near my hometown, I'm headlining the Ontario Improv Hometown Comedy Club. It's the comedy club in my hometown, Ontario, where I grew up, which is just outside of LA. For whatever reason, you're there. That would be great if you would come. It's going to be my last show there because I'm still planning on moving to Austin, and I don't know when I'll be back there. So if you want to see me, that's going to be one of the last times you get to see me in Southern California, I think. Things can always change, but my plan is to be in Austin by June, July. So then I'm going to be at Laughs Comedy Club in Tucson, May 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be at Comedy Heights in San Diego, May 10th and 11th. I'm going to be at Voodoo Comedy in Boise, Idaho, May 17th. And where am I going to be after that? I forget. Oh, I'm going to be in Austin. I'm coming to Austin for some shows the end of May, the beginning of June, and to go see Justin again because that's how I roll. And then I'm going to be at Notoriety in Vegas June 7th and 8th. So if you guys are anywhere near there, I could probably hook you up, especially if you tell me, hey, I listen to the podcast. I want to see you perform. Can I get on the guest list? I will say absolutely. I don't put everybody on the guest list, but you guys ask, you guys watch or listen to this podcast, so I would like to reward you guys. And then also, again, send me advice on how to ask this girl to the fucking concert, because I only got 3 weeks now. So thanks for listening. I have every intention of putting an episode out next week, but I can't make any promises. But I have a guest lined up that she just, I gave it away that it was a girl. Her schedule's been kind of all over the place, as has mine. So hopefully we can nail down a date this week, but no promises, but we're trying. Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.